Previously on It's a Wonderful Law and Order Life, SVU.
Why, their marriage was like something from a movie.
Like something from a horror movie. Dad was getting sloshed at martinis and Mom was comatose on the couch. We found this ransom note on Gower's body. It demands a pound of jazz cigarettes, signed the Mayberry Mutilator.
I knew it.
You got your wish, George. You killed yourself 10 years ago. And that means you weren't around yesterday to kill Mary.
Hot dog! I hope she's deader than a doornail!
Whew. Oh, just never get used to the smell. Even after all them stiffs I seen in the war. Hey, is that her under that sheet there?
Yep. Here you go.
Damn. Oh. You know, for a girl who had all them rugrats, she don't look half bad, even being dead and all. Hardly any stretch marks. And them knockers?
Bert, ooh, that is so disgusting. Let's have a little respect for the dead. What are your findings?
Well, multiple bruises on her torso. From the coloration, it looks like she was being physically assaulted over a few weeks. And see these burns on her neck?
Looks like maybe a belt or a rope?
Enough to break the skin and cause some external bleeding.
Got it. Cause of death, external bleeding.
No.
Strangulation, right?
Well, that certainly was a factor, but we also found a drug in her system.
Laudanum?
Nope.
Amphetamines?
No.
Goat scrotum extract.
Huh?
It's for virility. I mean, a friend of mine, I saw it on a thing.
No. Befall's brown sugar. You know, horse, hell dust, skag, H, Mexican mud.
Oh, heroin.
Yep. Straight off the mean streets of Bedford Falls.
Damn beatniks, I tell you. I'm never putting nothing in my veins. You hear about this polio vaccine? No thanks.
You don't want to take a tiny little shot that will keep you from getting a very contagious disease that's proven to cause paralysis and death?
Nope. I'll take my chances. My body, my choice. So, any signs of, you know...
rape?
Yeah.
Well, her vaginal... walls don't show any signs of bruising, but she was 2 months pregnant.
Whoa, so a double murder. Boy, that Georgie just loves making kids.
Of course, we can't tell who the father was, but the prints we had on file for Sam Wainwright match those we found all over Mary's bed frame.
Interesting. Yeah, so perhaps Wainwright wanted Mary and the pregnancy gone.
Well, thank God he didn't give her an abortion. That would have been murder.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing. We found this piece of paper in her bra.
Huh. Looks like some sort of running tally of numbers with "This is the last time" written on the bottom.
Some sort of ransom note.
Maybe. I say we call the boss and see if a cruiser can bring Wainwright in for some questioning.
Well, she wasn't buried in the cemetery. Where else could she be?
Maybe she's still alive, which would mean...
Oh, shut up, you old fool. Look, if she were alive, she'd come running to me. Mary! Mary Bailey! Mary Bailey! See?
Well, I don't know where she is, but look at this statue here.
Why, it's Mary. They made her a statue. She's famous. So, she must be dead. Don't make statues for living people. Hot dog!
No, not necessarily. Look at this. Dedicated to Mary Bailey. After her husband, George Bailey, died a shameful death, Mary took charge of her husband's business and skillfully grew it into a powerful pillar of Bedford Falls, all while raising a family of 4 by herself. It looks like she was a town hero, George.
Right, but is she dead?
I don't know, but it looks like she really thrived after you died.
Oh, please, the building alone was strong because of me.
Not according to this.
Shut up, you crazy old coot. Let's find out if Mary's dead. Somebody must know. Where would a single mother die? The poorhouse. That's it. Let's go. Come on, Clarence. Boost your magic wings.
Can't we just walk?
No, I'm begging you, Clarence. Please, help me, Clarence.
All right.
Wow. This doesn't look so bad. Maybe the poorhouse is in the back. Is that the manager over there? Hey, you!
Yes?
We're looking for the poorhouse.
Oh, that's gone. It was replaced with this clean, modern facility that provides residents with the tools they need to address their housing, health, and financial challenges. It was all the mayor's idea.
Tools? What happened to forced labor and good old-fashioned shame?
Well, we don't believe in that. Say, you look like George Bailey. But that's impossible, because he's dead.
I'm his brother.
Harry? Can't be. He's dead too.
Clarence, Harry's dead? How?
George, you weren't there to convince him to get a tetanus shot after he stepped on that nail in 1949. You killed yourself, remember?
I'm his older brother, Barry.
Barry Bailey?
That's right, Barry Bailey. Now, where's Mary Bailey? She must be here.
You mean Mayor Bailey?
Mayor Bailey.
Well, former mayor now.
Is she dead?
I don't know.
George, time is running out.
The library, now.
You're not gonna like it, George.
You mean she's an old maid? I knew it. After I died, her life just fell apart. I mean, after she successfully took over the building and loan and became mayor, that is.
Sure, George.
This program is being brought to you with the generous support of Regressive Insurance, now with higher rates for crazy foreigners and dumb broads. Now that's regressive.
And by the National Rifle Association. We provide training and certification so you can safely hunt animals. And that's it, because other weapons are only for the police and military. That's today's NRA.
And by the Brotherhood of Highway Construction Workers, building miles of open road for you to zoom down every day without delay. And if it ever becomes congested, we'll just build more, because it's just that easy and cheap.
And by the new Ford Edsel, with the exclusive Teletouch Drive, now in blue. More chrome, more fins, more gigas and doodads your family is sure to love. Edsel, the new car that's synonymous with quality.
And now, back to our program.
Look, Sam, we know you were sleeping with Mary. We got your prints all over her place. Plus, neighbors say your car's been there recently. Also, you carved Sam Wainwright had sex with Mary Bailey with a knife on the banister. It's time to come to Jesus, buddy.
Look, so what if I was banging the bride? They don't mean I killed her. Hee-haw. Help me here, Bert.
Well, what if you didn't like the idea of her being pregnant?
What? Hee-haw.
Why does he keep doing that?
No idea. Must be a tip.
I wish I could stop. Hee-haw.
I understand. Where were you last night?
Look, I picked up Mary in the afternoon. We drove up to my cabin. We had a little dinner, some drinks, and playing cards with my boys. And then I dropped her back home. Hee-haw. Damn it.
When was that?
About 11. Then I went for a nightcap at Martini's. I'm telling you, I didn't kill her.
Well, if you don't mind, we're going to hold you a bit while we check out your little alibi. Bert, take Mr. Wainwright back to his cell.
You got it. Come on, dirtball.
Hey, why aren't you? Hee-haw.
You'll be saying that a lot when the other boys in the cells get a hold of you. Which does not appeal to me in any way.
So, Carol, where do you do your shopping?
What? Why?
I just really like that blouse. It's very revealing.
Lieutenant, I don't think that's very appropriate.
Ah, come on. You're a modern woman. And by that, I mean living in an age where I, your boss, am able to objectify your body. Have you ever been with another woman, Carol?
I am very uncomfortable.
Okay. Anyway, I'll call Martini's and see if Sam was there. I heard from the feds that they've been closing in on Sam's operations. Now, I don't have proof, but they may have been using Mary to gather intel, and Sam found out. So why don't you and Bert stop over at Uncle Billy's and ask him about that receipt they found on Mary?
Okay.
Be careful. I got a tip that George's brother Harry is also involved in Sam's business, so my guess is that Uncle Billy is too. Okay, dollface? Bedford Falls Police. Chemansky here.
Hi there. This is Police Lady. This is the Mayberry Mutilator.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I'm a jazz cigarette-crazed killer. You know, I just love marijuana and that crazy jazz. I hate people, especially rich ones like that Mr. Potter.
I see.
Well, you gotta go.
Well, that was weird.
Who was it?
The Mayberry Mutilator, or so he said.
So he's real? What did he say?
Not much, but he sounded a little like George Bailey.
You mean Bailey could be the mutilator? Could he also be selling drugs through Sam?
I don't know. Now almost anything seems possible in this crazy town.
What's this now? Look, Clarence. It's named Mary Wainwright Library. Wainwright?
And look, across the street, George. Uncle Billy's Pet Emporium. Exotic pets for all your exotic tastes. Billy must have sobered up and finally gotten his shit together. Looks like everyone did better after you died.
Shut up. You're crazy. That's what you are. Let's ask this newsboy. Hey there, you, boy.
What's up, sir?
What day is it, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day, sir.
No, it's not. This little weasel's yanking my Dickensian chain.
So, you want me to pick up the prize turkey that's hanging in the window at the poulter or what?
Poulter? What the hell? No. Do you know Mary Bailey?
You mean Wainwright? Yeah, everyone knows her.
Is she?
The greatest? Heck yeah. She's a total package. First she took over that crappy building and loan and built it up. Then she sold it to Mr. Potter for millions. Then she married Sam Wainwright in a huge wedding. Now they named the library after her. What a dame.
But kid, listen, I have to know, is she dead? Is Mary dead?
No, mister. In fact, she's right behind you.
Mary?
George?
Sam?
Yeehaw. Who are you? And what are you doing with my wife?
Let go of me, Sam!
I'm gonna let you have it!
Extra, extra! There's a fight in the library!
Clarence, get me out of here! Mary's alive, so I'm the murderer!
But this is just getting good!
Clarence!
All right, you're no fun.
Next on It's a Wonderful Law and Order Life, SVU.
Mr. Bailey, we're so sorry to have to question you again.
I found something interesting.
Bert, that's not mine.
Well, Georgie, maybe you want to tell us how you know so much about this.
He's done nothing wrong. This is all a witch hunt. It's a hoax.
We just got more lab results back on the pharmacist's murder.
Yeah, it's not my place to intervene. Plus, it was exciting.
Squawk! Don't drop the soap!
It's a wonderful life. Or at least it was, until bad stuff happened. She was a wonderful wife, but now the whole damn town's gums are flapping. Should accusations be forgot and never brought to trial? Should attestations be for naught and kept in some dark file?
No, this is Law and Order.